Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take, and this week we're speaking with Tanjuria Willis, the CEO of eCloset and the founder of Atlanta's Sustainable Fashion Week. There was a time when people actually bought investment clothing, classic suits, little black dresses, coats that were traditional and considered fashionable no matter the decade. Today, clothing has become disposable. People buy fashion for an event, wear it once, and it goes into a closet. Or we buy new clothing each season and feel good donating it to nonprofits. We know that a lot of clothing dumped in some countries actually hurts the local economy. And also, a lot of people donate things that are not worth selling. So, Tanjuria Willis, welcome to The Local Take.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, tell us exactly what is sustainable fashion and how did it become a cause for you?
Sustainable fashion is really simply about fashion that both creates good and avoids harm, whether that harm is to people, to the planet, or to animals. So for me, being the owner of eCloset, which is a designer consignment, that is all about sustainability, giving clothing a second lifestyle, a second life, and keeping them out of the landfills. And one of the things that I found was the clothing that is made today is not of quality and is cheaply made. And then that coupled with the effects on the environment and what's happened in our current climate with the heat indexes, all of that plays a part. And so when I started doing my research, I noticed and found out that textiles, which is clothing, are the number two pollutant to our landfills. And our landfills are next to usually our communities of color or communities that are underserved, and that's where all of the toxic waters and our textile waste is going.
The number two pollutant in landfills. I would have never thought that. So now, when did fashion become so trendy that it really is now considered disposable?
Well, it really started around the 1990s when places like Zara and H&M and those type places opened up in the United States, specifically New York. And they were created, they started replicating basically catwalk trends in high fashion designs and mass producing them at a very low cost, which gave people the opportunity to wear more trendy items. And so it was very attractive for them. And so, and because they were so cheaply made, it started to attract people's buying habits, which in turn really affected people's budgets because they went from buying quality items and having a clothing budget to now I can purchase this item for $9 and throw it away, when in fact they're spending more money on clothing than they used to.
Now, I remember this was just about 2 years ago. I had on a wool blend dress from Talbots, and I was at a board meeting. And, you know, halfway through the meeting, one of the members came over and she said, "Is that dress from Talbots?" And I was like, "Yeah." And, you know, she talked about that she had the same dress. I was like, "This dress is at least 30 years old, you know," but it was still very fashionable. Will investment clothing make a comeback? Are we stuck with these fashion trends that kind of change every season?
No, it absolutely will. You cannot beat quality clothing. That's just a fact. And in the past decade, there's been an increasing number of brands that are now currently rejecting the principles of fast fashion and opting for doing a more sustainable approach to making class clothing. So I absolutely see that coming back very soon.
Well, how can consumers know whether their fashions are sustainable? Is it, you know, fashions that you buy at certain retail outlets? Is it fashions that, you know, you buy at the department stores? How can you tell if what you're buying is a sustainable fashion or not?
Yeah, that's always been a challenge, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing Sustainable Fashion Week, because a lot of people don't know how to tell whether their clothes are sustainable or not. Ways that you can tell currently is you can check the materials. Unless they are vintage up or upcycled, meaning they've been much like consignment where they're using existing fabrics to make new designs or things like that, then they should be made from some sort of recyclable material or renewable material like hemp or tencel or silk. You can also do organic cotton is okay, as it typically biodegrades and is unlike normal cotton, and it isn't GMO, meaning it's not altered, but organic cotton does take a lot of water to produce, so there is a little bit of controversy with that, with is it truly sustainable or not. But those are some of the ways that you can tell, and that's why we are trying to introduce more brands to sustainability and marry that with places like department stores to make them more readily available for people.
Now, does buying at the thrift store help or hurt?
Oh, it definitely helps. Buying at the thrift store definitely helps, and you can get really quality things that have been gently used, still have tags on it at the thrift store. I always say that typically everything that you buy, whether you buy it at a department store or you buy it at a thrift store, it has been thrifted or reused or recycled in some way, because at a department store, you're buying something that has probably been tried on, has probably been, maybe has been returned, so it has been used, but you're paying retail for it. I think buying at a thrift store, you get the second use of it. It extends the life cycle of the clothing, which keeps it out of the landfill, and it builds on that circular movement, which is really what the sustainable motto is about.
So if someone wanted to recycle fashion, is it as simple as donating to a thrift store or to a consignment shop?
If you have really good items, I would say take them to a consignment store. That way you can also make a little extra cash from those items when you consign them. Your local thrift stores are always great places to go. And also, I like to donate to shelters, homeless shelters, domestic violence shelters, human trafficking shelters. Those are all great places that are always looking for items. And then there are also been adding a couple of clothing recycle locations that take clothing and recycle them for reuse into new clothing or new designs, so textile recycling. We're going to be adding some of those locations to the Sustainable Fashion Week website soon, so you'll be able to go there and see a list of places where recycling is good. I would generally say stay away from, if you can, the large box donation centers, because unfortunately, because they get so many things, research shows that about 85% of those items wind up in the landfill, which defeats your purpose.
So National Sustainable Fashion Week is September 9th through 14th, and you are launching the first Sustainable Fashion Week in Atlanta, October 28th through October 30th. Mm-hmm. What do you want people to do in support of sustainable fashion?
So we're launching October 28th because Sustainability Day is on October 28th. And so what I want people to do to support come to Sustainable Fashion Week and get to know the sustainable brands. That will help you to understand more about what sustainable fashion is, and that it can be stylish, and it is stylish. It's not things, a lot of people don't understand what that looks like, and so this would help them. They would get to know the brands, they could get to know the designers, and we'll also have panels and workshops and education so they can find out more about how they can contribute and be a part and involved in the sustainable movement. Other ways that they can do is just be aware of what you're wearing. I always say be aware of what you wear. And that is looking at your clothing labels and hold your stores accountable. Ask them if they offer sustainable brands and why not, and ask them to get sustainable brands. Those are all ways that the consumer can definitely help support sustainable fashion.
And Tanjuria, can you give us that website?
Sure. It's www.atlsfw.com.
Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Kiplin, again. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take, and we've been talking sustainable fashion with Tanjuria Willis.